Hey, we got Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle on the line here. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
And I haven't heard anything, gangbusters other than Fairport, so I want to kind of go through what's going on around the Bays, the Nock, and Lake Michigan there near you. So where do you want to start?
Well, I guess we'll start with the positive stuff.
Let me guess.
I guess overall the better reports we're hearing mainly are the salmon fishing. It's really, if the wind's not howling and you can get out there, it generally sounds like at least Fairport and Manistique have been pretty decent. We haven't really heard, still haven't heard much in the Bay of Green Bay too much yet.
Do you think that's just because the water's not quite where it needs to be yet, temp-wise, or?
Well, as far as I know, the water temperatures are good, and we've got lots of bait in the bay, as far as I know, in close. I think the biggest problem is that, once the well-known areas like Fairport and Manistique get started, that's just where everybody heads.
Okay.
And I just don't think we've had enough people out venturing. You don't want to leave fish to find fish. So, a lot of people aren't taking the extra time to try to look for them in closer to home here yet.
Well, before we switch over from salmon fishing, and steelhead and laker for that matter, I've heard they're doing good on all those, but
yeah.
Before we switch over to walleye or perch or something else, let me ask you this. Have you sold there, or are you hearing about any hot spoons specifically?
Really, it's still kind of early in the game, and it's been all over the board. I imagine this weekend we're probably going to start going through a bunch of purple nurple moonshines. I don't know if you'd seen it there yet, but there was a 34-pound salmon caught out of, I believe it was out of Manistique, over the weekend here.
Wow.
On a purple nurple, so everybody and their brother will probably be coming looking for one just in case they cross paths with one like that themselves. But other than that, I saw other reports. People mentioned anything with orange on it was working good for them. So I also saw good old green flounder pounder was working good for other guys too. So start out just throwing an assortment out there and let the fish tell you if they have a preference on any given day.
Well, by the way, we have a picture of that 34-pound king out of Manistique on our Facebook page and inside our blog from this interview. So check that out at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. And stay tuned for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We'll continue this conversation later this hour and switch over and talk about the perch fishing, which there are some decent perch fishing reports out of Little Bay to Nock. Plus, the inland lakes for bluegill and crappie are on fire still. We'll find out what the hot live baits are and more when we get to part two later this hour in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.